Mr. President. I'm from Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. I'd now like to answer a few questions about the so-called forced labor in Xinjiang. Employment is a basic human right in China. Xinjiang encourages free choice of employment based on the demand of the market in line with the government policy to actively encourage job creation to raise living standards. In this way, all people can improve their lives through their own labor. Chinese constitution and laws prohibit forced labor. People of all ethnic groups are free to choose their jobs without any restriction whatsoever. They can decide for themselves where they want to go, what job they want to do, and there has never been any restriction to their personal freedom. The right to remuneration, leisure, holiday, and occupational safety are all protected by the law. There is no such a thing as forced labor in Xinjiang. Now I'd like to come to the allegations concerning the Center for Vocational Education and Training. Those centers are actually boarding schools set up according to law to de-radicalize those who are indoctrinated by extremism into committing minor crimes. The idea is to educate and help them so as to remove the hotbed of terrorism and extremism. The curriculum of the training centers include Chinese, law, occupational skills, and de-radicalization programs. Trainees can regularly visit their homes and receive visitors and take video calls. After finishing their programs, they are offered job opportunities or can start their own business. The centers provide free lodging and boarding and guarantee the trainees' lawful rights in all fields, including their rights for leisure. In October 2019, all the trainees in those centers have finished their training, and most of them have found stable jobs and are leading happy lives. The so-called concentration camp or genocide or crime against humanity are nothing but pure fabrication. Thank you. 主席